Section 4. Engaging subcontractors. The employment status of subcontract workers is a topic that could take up much more time than I have for this podcast, but it cannot be ignored. HMRC is becoming more active in looking at construction industry scheme businesses, and the employment status of any workers paid outside of payroll is bound to be considered at any HMRC, PAYE or CIS inspection. HMRC guidance is quite clear, and contractors are told at the outset that they must first determine if the worker is genuinely self-employed under the terms of the contract that he is to be engaged under before deciding whether they come within the construction industry scheme. This is because the scheme does not apply to employees. Pay-as-you-earn should be operated and Class 1 NICs deducted for any workers who are employees. Contractors may be asked to prove that the employment status of any individual or group of workers was checked when they were first engaged. Therefore, my advice is that we should consider using HMRC's employment status indicator tool for this purpose. HMRC now tells us that ESI, the employment status indicator tool, which is an online tool, will give a definitive answer. We really must test the status of new subcontractors and also retain details of the answer we are given. If it gives us the wrong answer, in other words, it says employment, we need to consider whether pay-as-you-earn should be applied, or if we dispute that decision, we need to consider whether we should approach HMRC for an agreement on the employment status of that worker or group of workers. I have been able to agree with HMRC officers that self-employment has applied even where the test has said employment. The potential cost of getting this wrong is a great concern. HMRC will seek to recover the Class 1 national insurance contributions not made and the income tax under-deducted. Indeed, many clients may receive a shock if they think by deducting 20% from the payments to the subcontractors, there would be no tax liability. How much of that tax will have been repaid to the subcontractor? How much tax is actually available for set off? HMRC's Employment Status Indicator tool will address the main issues of control, financial risk, and substitution. And using it will at least give you an idea of what you're likely to be up against if HMRC comes calling on your company or your client. However, I will never leave it at that. I will always look at the subcontractor payments records to see how regular and frequent are the payments made to individual workers. We can be sure that HMRC will be doing that via the monthly CIS returns. And they will be armed with that knowledge when they come calling. You have been warned.